Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday night. It is 9 o'clock on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. And tonight, I am joined by NWF Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. How are you? And what a show we have tonight.
Boy, don't we ever. And I am doing fantastic.
Glad to hear. The NWF is heading back to the UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio. And folks, if you haven't already, you want to be sure you go out and you get your tickets. They are available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. VIP tickets, and they are well worth the price, folks. They are $15 a piece. General admission is $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Like I said, they are available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Let's discuss a little bit about what's going to happen this Saturday night in Fairfield, Ohio. In case anybody's missed it, on this past week's Bustin' Loose, we found out that Wildcat Chris Harris has asked for some interview time that has been granted. There's a lot of speculation going around, and of course, the Mercenary, Chris Harris's former tag team partner, made mention of this announcement, and he stated, and I truthfully don't agree with him. He states that he's heard from what he's calling reliable sources that Chris Harris is announcing his retirement, and he hopes it's true because he thinks Wildcat is washed up. Now, I'll be the first to admit, Chris Harris is not as young as he used to be, but I think he is still very far from washed up, and I think he could very easily compete on any roster out there. I mean, I don't know about you, but that's just my opinion.
I think you're right, and I think it's going to be more of a challenge than an announcement.
I have no clue what he's got on his mind, what he wants to say, but folks, if you want to find out what that announcement is, be there at Fairfield this Saturday night. We've also got a good old-fashioned grudge match between arguably and undoubtedly two of the most talented individuals on that roster. You've got the veteran, Nasty Russ. And folks, they don't call him nasty for no reason. He will get down in the mud, and he is as rough and tough as they come. And he doesn't care what he has to do to win. He's going to do it. Taking on the absolute best, the Prince of Sport, Alexis Montez. Now, these two went back and forth, side to side, front to back, don't care how you look at it. These two have tried to tear each other apart. And folks, they're going to go at it one more time. They're going head-to-head in Fairfield this Saturday night. If you haven't seen these two individuals in the ring either against one another or ever, let me tell you, it is amazing to watch. I mean, there's no way to lose in that match.
Definitely one of the matches I am looking most forward to this Saturday.
Both of these gentlemen are very technically gifted, although I'm not exactly sure how technical this match is going to be, but anybody look at it, that match is a win for the fans. Doesn't matter which way it goes.
I don't expect, like you said, they are both technically gifted. I don't expect a very technical match. I expect a fight.
I think that's what it'll end up being. It may start out very technical, but yeah, I'm kind of along the lines of a lot of people. This is going to be a knockdown, drag out fight. we've also got the tag team championships on the line as the Natty Boys defend those titles against two of the toughest members of the Protected Ones. You've got David Tyler and the big man, Muldoon, out there. And, of course, wherever any member of the Protected Ones is, the CEO is not far behind, so you can tell he will be out there with them. And Natty Boys better have eyes in the back of their heads, because those individuals, they're not coming to play. They're not coming to have a good time. They're coming to, I'm going to say it, they're coming to try and steal the tag team championships from the Natty Boys, because they have no regard for the rules whatsoever. And with Nate Pelly in their corner, do they really have to have any regard for the rules?
I don't think so.
Exactly. And then the Tri-State Championship is going to be on the line. Hollywood Adam Swayze has got to put that title on the line against Fairfield's favorite son, Mr. Rock and Roll Jesse Hyde. And now get this, because you know, anytime Adam Swayze is out there, it's never been a fair fight. Never. His co-star Rex and Gideon Weinstein are barred from the building this Saturday night. There will be no outside interference from Rex or Gideon. Swayze has to do this on his own. He's got to put his money where his mouth is. Can he still walk out of Fairfield NWF Tri-State Champion?
You know, I think Adam Swayze going it alone gives Jesse Hyde a distinct advantage in this match. If I was Swayze, I'd be worried, or I would come up with a backup plan.
You know, I have no doubt Swayze will come up with a backup plan. He's very cagey that way. But I'm not going to completely discredit this young man, because I've heard other people say it, and I've seen it, and I have problems admitting to this. Adam Swayze is truly a student of the game.
Oh, he is, and he's very talented, but
he learns so quickly, and he has got such potential, such a great mind for what goes on out there. He really, in my opinion, doesn't need to resort to having Rex and Gideon helping him win those matches. And I really, really hope that if he does manage to walk out of this still champion, I hope he realizes to himself that he's able to do it on his own without cheating, without the underhanded tactics. I'm not going to bet on this, but I'm hoping that starts something clicking for him, that, hey, I can do this. I don't need to resort to these other tactics. I don't need to resort to having somebody, you know, distract the ref so I can cheat, or let me distract the ref so they can hit him with a title or with that slate that Gideon likes to carry around with him. I don't have to have that big man out there causing chaos and destruction so I can win my match. Because he's a talented individual. Like I said, he's talented. I don't know if it's lack of confidence or just he just wants to be lazy and doesn't care. It's kind of hit and miss. So it's kind of one of those six and one half dozen of the other catch 22 things, and it's kind of not sure what they want to do with that. But as I'm sure people have noticed, we have not one, but two very special guests lined up, and I have deliberately not discussed their matches because I am waiting to bring them on the line. So, Ace, let's bring on our first caller.
All right. You are on the air with Miss Callie and Ace Diamond.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Caller, are you there?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Victory, the woman who is going to take on the self-proclaimed 22-year-old stud, Jay Donaldson, this Saturday night in Fairfield. Now, I'm going to take a step back for just 2 seconds here. People, if you weren't at Bone Crushers this past Saturday night, first off, Nikki, thank you. You telling him to shut his mouth was probably one of the most priceless moments of that night. Thank you for that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, even to take it back a little bit further here, I mean, this whole thing has been going on for a while now. I mean, Big Mama and I, you know, we made it clear that we're ready to take things to the next level for the women of the NWF. And for months now, we've pushed ourselves to our limits, you know, with each other and our one-on-one matches, and until we, you know, decided we wanted to take things to the next level. And that, you know, was when we challenged any male tag team in the NWF. And, you know, it's like every time we've come up a little bit short due to some kind of interference, you know. In Covington, it was Ella. And so we really haven't had our chance, you know, to prove that the women can do just as much as the guys. And so now, you know, this is my opportunity to, you know, prove that. You know, Jay Donaldson, he challenged me thinking that, you know, I would be an easy win. And, I mean, to be honest, Callie, I mean, Roger Ruffin said it Saturday, Jay Donaldson hasn't won a match since FanFest last year.
Exactly.
That's quite some time.
Oh, no doubt.
So,
and
you know,
the fact
Saturday,
that...
Well, go ahead.
Not only are you facing him this Saturday, you faced him in an impromptu challenge this past Saturday night at Bone Crushers, and no pun intended, beat him with a victory roll. That is what I call,
you know what, Callie,
poetic justice.
I was even in my street clothes.
Right? Not even prepared to wrestle. I mean,
yeah,
come
Jay
on.
Jay definitely thinks that this is going to be an easy win, and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to give it everything that I have, because at the end of the day, we all know that Jay Donaldson is still going to be wearing that loser mask.
Absolutely, and I have no doubt whatsoever in, actually, I've never doubted your ability. I've never doubted Big Mama's ability, because truth be told, I think if it came down to it, the women could run that company.
Yeah.
They could dominate that locker room.
So long, you know, I think maybe it's time for him to step aside, and, you know, he's been here for a while. Maybe it's time for him to hang up those boots and put that fanny pack away. Maybe his time is just up.
Folks, we are going to find that out this Saturday night. Nikki Victory, this is going to be one heck of a challenge. I have no doubt whatsoever that you're going to step up to that challenge. Now, the one thing, and I made this point a few moments ago, always, when you're dealing with anybody from the Protected Ones, make sure you have eyes in the back of your head. Your head needs to be on a swivel, because you never know who's going to stick their nose where it doesn't belong.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I wouldn't put it past him. I'm just hoping that this Saturday I get my chance to show everybody in the NWF just exactly what I can do.
Well, I know this Saturday you've got a great opportunity to show that. I have no doubt, the NWF Army has no doubt, that when that final bell rings for that match and Bossman makes that announcement, it is going to be your winner, Nikki Victory. And I cannot wait. Now, don't get me wrong, I hate to see Jay leave because, I mean, he's a great talent, but like you said, he's been there for a long time. Maybe it is time that he packs it up and steps aside for the next generation. Because
I so
5 months, 6 months, that's a long time not to win a match.
It's a really long time. That's a long time to be off your game.
And that just goes to show anything can happen in this sport. I mean, it may be his time, and his time is up. Nikki Victory, I wish you all the best this Saturday. I will be there, and I will be cheering you on. I know we're supposed to be impartial, but I hope you beat his ass.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys for having me on here.
Absolutely. I hope for the same thing. I want to see him lose so bad. It's so fun to watch him lose.
Exactly. Hey, Diamond, I believe we should have another caller on the line.
Oh, we do indeed.
Let's bring him on.
Hey, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen,
can you hear me?
The man that rides the stars, the man challenging for the Northern Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Championship this Saturday night in Fairfield, the Star Rider. Now, you have got one of the best opportunities anybody could have in that company, and that is a shot at that NWF Championship. You were so close last Fairfield. So close.
You're right. I was seconds away from becoming the new NWF champion, and if it wasn't for Nate Pelley and, you know, him pulling his tactics, I believe that I would be the NWF champion today. But, you know, I got another opportunity, so this time I'm going to make sure that I walk out the new NWF champion.
I mean, we saw it this past Saturday at Bone Crushers. You took on Protected One member David Tyler. Picked up a huge victory, so you've got momentum on your side coming into Fairfield. But in all honesty, I think, and for people who weren't there, you need to check out Bustin' Loose. Ryan Stone had the gall to attack you after that match, which, in my opinion, I think he's a little bit scared, a little bit worried that he may lose that championship this Saturday in Fairfield.
I 100% agree with you. Going back to last month, when Nate decided to make the match a no disqualification match, in the middle of the match, I might add, I felt that they were scared that I was going to beat Ryan, so they had to find some way to put the advantage back on Ryan's side. And they did. I'm not using that as an excuse, but I did lose that match. It wasn't by the fairest way, so I'm hoping this Saturday that it can just go down the middle.
I mean, what can you say about Ryan? I mean, he's very talented, very big, very strong, very agile for somebody his size. But you got to wonder if the same thing doesn't play into factor. I think it's playing into Jay Donaldson. I think it plays into Ryan Stone. They're both coming towards the end part of their careers. Are they that worried that they can't hang anymore, that they have to resort to those kind of tactics?
I think you're right. You know, Ryan and Jay, they are both unbelievable competitors. I've been in the ring with both of them numerous, numerous times, and they're tremendously gifted when they step into the ring, and they've both been wrestling for so many years. And like you said, Ryan's a great athlete. There's a reason why he's the only four-time champion. There's a reason why Jay's a two-time champion. at the NWF, and I think they might be getting a little worried that some of the younger guys and girls like myself and Nikki Victory are coming, and we're coming to take that top spot. So I think they're just trying to cling on to anything they can to keep themselves in that top spot for now, but I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Let's face it, this Saturday night, you're challenging for the biggest prize in the Northern Wrestling Federation. You already know. You've seen the tricks. You've seen the games. You've seen what they're capable of. You saw their actions when it came to guys like Jordan Clearwater and Calypso. You saw what they did to you last month. You saw what Ryan pulled just this past week. What do you feel you need to do to come out victorious?
You know, that's a tough question because I have to focus on Ryan and Ryan solely, just because, you know, it's just me and him in the ring, and he's probably going to have Nate out there. And Jay, David Tyler, and Muldoon, they might also be out at ringside to have his back. So I have to kind of factor that in. So I'm trying to come up with a game plan to where if they do get involved, to where I can keep it just between me and Ryan. But there's always that kink in the back of my head telling me that it's not just going to be me and Ryan, that I'm going to have to deal with Nate and the rest of the protected ones. So I'm trying to come up with a game plan to, like I said, just keep it just between me and Ryan. And I'm trying to do this not just for myself, but for Jordan Clearwater and for Calypso, guys who were fired unjustly by Nate Pelley. Like, this isn't just for me. This is for these two guys who should still be part of the NWF roster, but they're not. So I'm going to do it for me, and I'm going to do it for the two of them as well.
Absolutely. I think it's a fantastic plan. I really want to see this work out in your favor, because while I think Ryan Stone is a tremendous athlete, I think at this point in his career, the way he's behaved, I think he's kind of a disgrace as a champion. And I want to see somebody step up that holds that title with pride, with respect, with dignity, with class. And that is certainly not Ryan Stone. So come this Saturday night, Fairfield, Ohio, the UAW Hall. We've got Ryan Stone taking on the Star Rider, putting that NWF championship on the line. So, Star Rider, I want to wish you the very best. I'll tell you the same thing I told Nikki Victory. I know I'm supposed to be impartial, but I'm going to be cheering like hell for both of you to come out victorious this Saturday in Fairfield. I know the Army's going to be cheering for you guys. I know a number of the boys in the back are going to be cheering for you guys, whether they can, whether they'll admit it or not.
Well, thank you, Miss Callie. I appreciate that.
So, throwing it out there, all the young guys, you all have my support. Star Rider, Nikki Victory, both of you, best of luck this Saturday in Fairfield. Remember, tickets are available at the BP station on Main Street. VIPs are $15. General admission is $8 advance, $10 at the door. Doors open at 6:30 with a 7:30 bell time. Ace Diamond.
Star Rider, I can't wait to watch you kick his ass.
Well, thank you. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure I bring home that NWF championship.
I have no doubt. Very special thank you to both of our very special guests here tonight, to Nikki Victory, to the Star Rider. We will see you, everybody, this Saturday night in Fairfield at the UAW Hall on Sims Road. Remember, tickets in advance. Get them at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Ace Diamond, it has been a pleasure this evening.
It absolutely has. I want to thank both of our guests and, of course, you, Miss Callie. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for tonight. And I hope to see everybody in Fairfield this Saturday. Have a good night, everybody.